Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and I've got Luke Clayton with me. Luke, you are a Texan, and barbecue is big in Texas, but you add a twist to it. So today, I'd like you to tell us your secret recipe for barbecue, and I know that you're going to add some wild game in there.
We'll throw some game in there, Cindy. I went down on a hunt, a night hunt for wild hogs last week, and on this hunt was four or five of my buddies. Mark Billette was there and several other guys, and we didn't have time to cook there at the camp. So I decided to make some barbecue the day before, some wild hog. We were going hog hunting, so I just so happened to have some wild pork roast in the freezer. So that's what we did. I made a bunch of sandwiches, wrapped them in aluminum foil, actually about 24 of them. So we had plenty to eat, Cindy.
I'm thinking, nothing makes men hungrier than being outside and hunting. I know that you have them already wrapped and ready to go, but there's a lot of process before you get to that point.
Yes, but it's all really, really easy. I began with an aluminum pan, the throwaway aluminum pans. You need that. I have two, probably 4 or 5 pound pork roast, bone-in, ham roast, and I rubbed them with a good rub first. Now, I use a prepared rub, but you could use brown sugar, garlic, salt, pepper, red pepper. You can make a rub as long as it has brown sugar in it, it's going to be okay. But I use it's called OBQ, one that I sprinkle on it real heavily. And then I use the Smokintex electric smokers. Therein lies the ease in making barbecue. You can use a wood-fired smoker if you're prepared to spend about 12 hours tending the fire and making sure that the fire stays low. So with the roast in the pan and put in the Smokintex electric smoker. All right, it's in there, and I put a little olive oil, no barbecue sauce yet, a little olive oil on those roasts because there's almost no fat on that wild pork. If you have a fatty roast or some fat in the meat, you don't have to worry so much. You don't want to dry it out. Now, I had about 6 ounces, maybe 4 ounces of dry plum wood. You could use any fruit wood or any hardwood as long as it's dry. You don't want to use a green wood to smoke with. So basically, I just set the thermostat on the Smokintex at 225 and put the wood in, put the meat in there, and let it smoke uncovered for 2 hours. This is pretty easy. So after that, it's time for your slow smoking. To make good tender barbecue, slow cooking for a long duration with moisture, that's the ticket. So I covered, first I put some barbecue sauce, and you can use whatever type you like. Put a liberal amount of barbecue sauce on these roasts in the same pan that they smoked in. And that pan has got some smoke flavor also. So a lot of barbecue sauce. A little apple juice is a good idea. Maybe a half a cup of apple juice just to add a little more moisture. And basically at this point, you wrap it really tightly with some heavy-duty aluminum foil. Wrap your roast, fold it down the edge of that aluminum pan where it'll be sealed nicely and keep the moisture in. Put it back in your smoker and set that thing at about 200 degrees. 190 is okay. Now, I try to time this where it's about time to hit the hay, time to turn in, go to sleep. So at this stage, it's usually about 9 o'clock in the evening. I'll put it in my Smokintex. I'll set that thermostat around 200, shut the door, and go to sleep. Now, the next morning, it can be 7 o'clock, it can be 10 o'clock. It really doesn't matter. That roast is going to be fall away from the bone tender. It's going to become barbecue overnight, and it's going to be extremely tender. So what you want to do is drain the juice, all of that juice, and along with the juice is going to be many of the spices you've got on it. So you want to drain that. And then you want to take a heavy knife and chop the barbecue. And your pulled pork, you might say chopped barbecue is what the finished product is going to be. Put it back in that same pan, it's just fine. Season it with seasonings that you like. If you like garlic, salt, put a little garlic on it. salt, pepper, or if you have a favorite dry seasoning, put that on it. Use your hands, go in sterile, but mix it really well. Put fresh barbecue sauce on it, Cindy, and bingo, you've got some great barbecue. Now, what I did, I toasted a bunch, 24 of them, hamburger buns, put the barbecue on there, wrapped them in light foil, you know, aluminum foil, and then put them in Ziploc bags, put them in the ice chest, and then all we had to do once we were through with our hunt that evening is open some potato salad and heat up some barbecue beans, and we were ready to go.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Luke. There's pictures and an article online at hppr.org. We'll see you next week.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force, Air Guns, and Night Sight.